All right. Hi, I'm Jason.
Jason. Name is Hossein. Trump supporter, delegate to the last Republican National Convention.
Okay.
Republican Party, diehard, and your friend.
All right. Well, that's awesome. And so I have. I'm originally from Brooklyn. I live in Seattle now. Bought a house. It's crazy. So I have a question for you. It's kind of a two-part question. Do you trust Donald Trump?
You know, he is running for office to make America a better place. He's not running to gain fame. He's not running to make money. So what's in it for him? There's nothing more than serving this country. So for that reason, yes, I do. In fact, he's going to fall behind in his own business doing this. So yes, I do. And I think he's going to use that ingenuity, that vision, that charisma that he's gained running on business, running a financial empire. So let's hire him, and we already did. Let's put him to work to make America great again.
All right. So the thing about trust, at least from my perspective, is that it requires a certain track, right? A track record. So you say, I'm going to do one thing, and say I'm going to tell you that I'm going to the store and I'm going to get you some groceries, and I'm going to do that tomorrow. So if I become trustworthy, I have a track record of saying the things that I say that I'm going to do, and then do them, right? That's how you build trust, and then in my experience, so just the things that I've consumed, media, watch, read a lot of NPR, I've seen him make statements that aren't necessarily the most accurate, and not for reasons that I don't even understand. They can be really small, like the inauguration sizes and so on and so forth. They can be really large with the Obama tapping wires, and like really misleading. So I'm trying to understand how trust becomes established through things like that. Because I know if anyone else were in my circle and they behaved in that manner, my trust level would go really down. I'm like, I can't trust you to do the things.
You know, I hear you. But I tell you here, you got to look at this as a whole. You got to look at, we hired a manager with proven track record. Now, there are times in life things don't work out as planned. You have to change your plans. But I think when it comes to the question that whether Donald Trump has the vision and the charisma and the stamina to run a business, to be a big business manager, to make gains for his side, there's no question he's done real well. So that's what we've done. We'll hire someone with ingenuity and the vision never seen before as a U.S. president relating to running a business. And he's going to turn around our economic prosperity. He's going to make money for us, food on our table, money in our pocket. That's what we're doing. Now, the things may not work out exactly as planned, and that's life.
Yeah.
And there's no question about that. But he will do, and what he said he would do, if you give a man a chance to perform and not to get go after him and criticize him from the get-go. Give the man a chance to do his work.
So it ends up being, you say things like track record and whatnot. And when you look at track record, I mean, there are many successful business leaders that are out there. I think of, Bill Gates, right? Bill Gates has a specific track record in running Microsoft before it became, right? And then he's got a track record of charities and the like.
And Donald Trump got a track record of making money for his business, and he has. Let put that track record to work for America,
but
make America rich
it's
again.
It's the track record that I'm curious about, because when you look at Trump's track record, particularly around business dealings, there are lots of, it's spotty at best, right? Like, no doubt, he's made millions of dollars and lots of rebranding himself with The Apprentice. Before that, there are several bankruptcies, and there's several failed business ventures.
Of course, but the net result is a big gain. He's about $10 billion gain from $100 million when he started.
How do we know that?
Well, come on. I mean, if it didn't have that kind of money, he wouldn't have Trump Tower. If he didn't have that kind of money, he wouldn't have his private plane. He wouldn't have his mansions. He wouldn't have all these luxuries of life. Let him do what he did for himself over America. That's what I want him to do. You know, middle class America has shrunk. Our incomes have regressed. We made what we did about 10 years ago, give or take.
Uh-huh.
So there's something wrong with that picture. Republican, Democrats, they all have faulted the American people trust. He is. I'm not saying he's a role model. No, he's not a role model. He's a role model for making money.
Oh.
And we'll put him to use for America so America could prosper from his ingenuity and business experience.
Okay, switching tracks, quick question. If you had an available friend pitch to me Donald Trump as a legitimate candidate for them.
As a what?
Like a romantic interest. Like, pitch to them. It's like, hey, here's this guy. He's really good or whatnot. He's successful. I think you should meet with him because whatever. Like, in your own words, how would you...
I know. What would that be for you? Like, a kind of acquaintance? Like a romantic
meeting?
I wouldn't do that. No, I wouldn't. Because this is not romance. This is business.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if... Because when you think about business, there is also character involved, right? And so if there's someone that I believe has the correct kind of character to that I would trust, I guess, that's where I would go.